Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Illinois Property Records Search. New tool for deeds, liens, and owner lookup. A new online platform lets users check Illinois property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in IL can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property records that typically require multiple county searches. Bookmark tosas.illinois.propertychecker.com/ for faster Illinois property record lookups. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Cook County Assessor's Office, Transparency and Accuracy in IL Property Valuations. The Cook County Assessor's Office delivers accurate and transparent assessments of all residential and commercial properties while administering exemptions and enforcing property tax laws. Real estate professionals in IL need to understand the assessor's valuation and appeal processes, exemption programs, and enforcement of erroneous exemptions legislation to properly advise clients on property tax matters. Review the full scope of assessment mandates, exemption programs, and taxpayer services at hwt.cookcountyil.gov/agency/assessor. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Illinois Public Records Directory now available online for property research. An online directory of Illinois public records has been launched to help users access official state records. Real estate professionals in IL can use this centralized resource to efficiently research property histories, liens, and other public records critical to transactions. Bookmark this directory for quick access to Illinois public records during due diligence. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Who pays realtor fees in Illinois? Commission structure still favors seller-paid buyer agent fees. Most home sellers in Illinois continue to pay the buyer's agent fees, a commission structure that persists despite industry changes elsewhere. IL real estate professionals need clarity on fee obligations to properly advise seller clients and structure listing agreements. Use HomeLight's IL real estate agent commission calculator to estimate fees. homelight.com/who-pays-realtor-fees-in-illinois/Illinois-real-estate-headlines. Illinois agent commission rates, where 2.6%-2.75% means real earnings potential. The source reports that Illinois real estate agents earn an average commission of 2.6%-2.75%, highlighting significant income opportunity in the state's real estate market. For Illinois real estate professionals, understanding these commission benchmarks helps set competitive expectations and underscores the financial viability of building a practice in the state. Review the full commission breakdown at the source to benchmark your own business against Illinois averages. Illinois real estate updates. Illinois commission rates in focus, what sellers pay, and how pros can adapt. A new guide breaks down average real estate commission costs for home sellers in Illinois and explores strategies to reduce them. Understanding local commission expectations helps Illinois agents and brokers position their value and stay competitive in evolving fee conversations. Review the commission breakdown at /realestatewitch.com/average-rate-commission-illinois/ to inform your client discussions. Illinois real estate updates. Illinois building codes and regulations. What IL real estate pros should know. The Illinois Capital Development Board provides building codes and regulations guidance for businesses operating in the state. Real estate professionals in IL need to understand current building codes to advise clients on compliance, renovation feasibility, and property valuations. Review the latest building codes and regulations at the source URL to stay informed on standards affecting IL properties. Illinois real estate updates. Illinois commission rates near 6% as flat fee alternatives reshape 2025 market. The real estate commission in Illinois can hit 5.5% to 6%, though Huzio's flat fee MLS service allows sellers to skip this fee and save around $14,000. For Illinois agents and brokers, rising commission awareness among sellers means competitive positioning and transparent fee discussions are essential to retaining clients in 2025. Review how flat fee models are influencing seller expectations at a.how.com/realestatecommissionsinillinois/. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.